Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our sermon series, Community, as we run up to Advent and Christmas. Mike Gillingham, a reader at St. James, shares his reflections on an upside-down community. Our readings are taken from Matthew 18, verses 1 to 5, and 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website. The first reading is taken from Matthew 18, verses 1 to 5, and I'm using the New Living Translation. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who comes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me." This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31. "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose those the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God has made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Imagine you're trying to convince lots of people to follow you. You want to make a plan to get lots of people to follow you. Now, who do we know who is in this position? Yes, so who does he choose? Somebody rich, powerful, lots of money, famous, and perhaps a celebrity. Now, I'm going to have a trouble in a minute because it started flicking through automatically. So what I had, but it's going through. And then there's us. Yeah. Lord God Almighty chose us. Just look around. If you're building, you done it? Yes. If you're building, never mind. It may get ahead of me, and you may find me going back one. Sorry about that. If you're building a building, you use lots of bricks. Now, an individual brick is not actually terribly wonderful looking. But by the time you built it together, if you're skilled as a builder, it will look really good. Brothers and sisters, think of who you were when you were called. Not many of you wise by human standards, not many influential, not many of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. What do you think the Corinthian church felt when Paul said to them, "You're weak, you're not wise"? How do you feel about it? That's us. If we look around us, have we got all the wealthiest people in Taunton here? The wisest? The most powerful? No. But it's because of God, who is the builder, that you're in Christ Jesus. We're here because of God, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness. In other words, whatever you've done, God has made us righteous and holy. Did you think of yourself as holy? That's what God makes us. And we've been redeemed by him. That's what God has done. We are part of a new kingdom. Not like most of the kingdoms of this world, just what a kingdom should be. The once and future king and present king. Not like most kings, one who rules for everybody, cares for everybody, uses his power and his wisdom for everybody. Everybody here is equally valued. Jesus used the picture of a child. Now, children, this is a big secret, are not absolutely perfect. Sienna's lovely, but she'll grow up and she won't always be the best person in the world. And Zach is great. Really enjoyed his enthusiasm this morning, but I suspect he's not entirely perfect. Like the rest of us. Yeah? Like the rest of us. So what was the picture that Jesus was using? It was a picture of children being lacking in power. Children being dependent. Children being people of faith. Incidentally, there's a severe warning here. I thought the reading continued a little further. There's a big warning. Sorry. Jesus says, don't mess with any of these children. Don't upset them, because if you do, it would be better if a millstone were put round your head, neck and you were thrown into the sea. Children are important. All of us, there's a warning. Children are important. Make sure you don't betray their trust. There is nothing more important than looking after children. We are a community. We are to be a community of happy children of a loving father, valuing each other as God has valued us. Let's pray. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for loving us. Help us in turn to be trusting, to value each other, to love each other, and care for each other. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.